Palestinians were left with little hope of peace talks following US President Barack Obama's visit to Jerusalem al-Quds. During the visit to Israel, the West Bank and Jordan, Obama reiterated that he was in full support of Israel.
The founding of the Jewish State of Israel was a rebirth, a redemption, unlike any in history.
Obama added there is now an unbreakable bond between the U.S. and Israel. He also visited Israel's Iron Dome missile system, saying that Tel Aviv needed to defend itself against all enemies, without mentioning Israel's siege on Gaza. He further referred to Israel as, quote, Jewish homeland. Before arriving in Israel, Obama stated his full support for the Zionist entity.
We will always reject the notion that Zionism is racism.
He further showed his unwavering support for Israeli Zionism when he visited the grave of Theodor Herzl, the founding father of Israeli Zionism.
He's totally and completely in his comments being biased to Israel, and he uses double standards. He cannot speak about Israel being a Jewish country only when originally it was inhabited by Palestinians, and when Israel was created, 93% of the land was owned by Palestinians. And now there is a very strong minority in Israel who are Palestinians. So if you say it's a Jewish state, that means you are consolidating segregation.
A large demonstration was held near Jerusalem al-Quds in the protest village of Bab al-Shamas against Obama's visit. One Palestinian politician attending the protest rally said that Israeli forces waited until Obama's visit was over and then violently arrested the protesters.
2 a.m, the Israeli army came in huge numbers. Policemen, military, they used helicopters, maybe probably 100 cars or so. And they attacked us and arrested all of us. 50 of us were deported to Calandia checkpoint, and 4 of us were detained at Ma'alia Dumim settlement station, police station, interrogated, and some are still in jail.
It was clear that the Palestinians' expectations for any peace agreement to come out of Obama's visit was low because the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry didn't hold talks in the West Bank, as expected, but rather in the Jordanian capital of Amman, and the team of Palestinians didn't include key negotiators Saeb Erekat and Mohammed Eshteya. During his trip, Obama described Israel as a Jewish state. He furthermore threw his weight behind Tel Aviv's segregation policy. Nell Burden, Press TV. Occupied Ramallah.